Now we have public question time. Do any members of the public have a question, oral or written?
We've received no written questions.
Okay. We have an oral question.
Yes. I'd like the committee to confirm whether or not all the defects and repairs recommended in the consultant engineer's survey of the harbour walls will be included in the forthcoming contract, which I assume is going to be forthcoming, to be repaired at the harbour's expense.
Alex, can you answer that?
No, there is a certain capital sum put aside for the wall repairs. That won't be all of the repairs. We hope to get the majority of the key repairs completed in that time, but further funds will need to be available to complete all of the repairs.
Supplementary, still?
Yes, supplementary.
Mm-hmm.
It appears to me that quite a few of the areas of wall surveyed by the consultant engineers are in private ownership. All the north walls of the houses in C Street are privately owned houses. The Key Arts Centre is privately owned. And the length of wall eastwards from the new bridge at C Street has nothing to do with the harbour whatsoever. It is a wall solely to support the privately owned council staff car park. So I'd like to know why, potentially, public money may be given to the harbour, why that public money could be spent on private properties and repairs to private properties.
I think probably we need to answer that question in writing. I'm fairly certain that, obviously, as I said, I don't think it completely covers all the walls.
Well, I didn't say all.
No, the work that we're having done.
Proportion.
I'd have to correlate that with where there are private walls. But as I said, it isn't all of the walls anyway, and the work hasn't started yet.
But I think what Mr. Dodds is getting at is, will we be spending council money on parts of the harbour that are in private ownership? And I think the answer to that is we would not expect to do that. But I think it would be wise for us to consult with the people who have the private ownership and let them know what we're doing and when,
of course,
so that we could coordinate repairs to get the most effective use from the contract.
Yes, that's fine. I concur with Stuart.
We now move on to harbour revision order.